Curtis Harding mit Next Time auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt der Mann im Bang Bang Club und jetzt ist er bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über sein Solo-Debüt Soul Power, das genau das liefert, was es im Titel verspricht. Wir reden über sein gemeinsames Projekt mit Cole Alexander von den Black Lips. Wir reden über gute und schlechte Erfahrungen im Music-Business und die Wichtigkeit, diese eben vor dem Debütalbum gemacht zu haben. Wir sprechen über das, was man eine Renaissance des Soul-Genres nennen könnte. Wir reden über seine Vergangenheit als Rapper und vieles mehr. Hier ist Welcome to Flux FM. Curtis Harding, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm totally fine. How are you doing?
Doing well, man.
How's touring been so far?
It's been grueling, but it's been good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been pretty busy, right?
Yeah.
The last weeks.
Yeah, I've been really busy, man. A lot of interviews, a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Shaking hands, kissing babies.
Kissing babies, yeah. Like a presidential campaign, kind of, right?
It seems that way sometimes.
Well, it's a good thing, though, to kiss babies sometimes. So congratulations on your beautiful debut album, Soul Power. It's going to be released here in January. How's touring been with that album? How's the live versions?
Good responses, man, from the audience.
Cool.
Yeah, it's... I brought the guys from the States to play along with me.
Yeah.
We don't have the horn section, but we compensate with energy and raw talent.
Wow, cool. So you brought the guys from Atlanta, from your hometown?
Sure did.
Cool. And it would have been a bit too expensive to bring the horn section as well then.
Yeah, this time. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. And I can really imagine your stuff being... danceable and adorable and great without the horn section because you've been into so many genres in your past. You know how to punkify a soul show or the other way around, how to soulify a punk show, right?
Exactly, man. Just whatever the mood sets for, however we're feeling at the time, we get the job done.
Yes. Well, as I just said, you've been so busy. In the last decades, actually, in and out of the music business. You've been working with CeeLo before you started working on this album. You were featured on his debut, actually. You were constantly writing for other artists. Mm-hmm. You're in a project with Cole Alexander from the Black Lips,
who we love.
Yeah. And you've been a rapper in the 90s. You even started a project called The Constellations in Toronto, which then didn't work out, really, I guess.
Yes, it actually started in Atlanta, and I left the band and moved to Toronto.
Oh, okay.
And started working in the kitchen and just writing songs, some of which that made Soul Power. So I really just left.
Okay,
I just wanted to move, you know. I just wanted to go to Toronto for a second.
No, but that's actually what I want to ask is how important were all these experiences, the sum of all that experiences for this album? Because I have the feeling that you're really confident with that album. And that might have not been the case if you had recorded the same album like 10 to 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the case with anything.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine it's the equivalent to... Maybe a professional athlete leaving high school and not going to college. He would gain more experience if he went to college first.
And, sure.
You know? So I guess in those terms, for sure.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about that there seems to be highs and lows in these decades of being in and out of the music business.
Oh, yeah.
And I really think that might be helpful for starting a career again. Because you're not afraid, right, of failing or something.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the best expectations that I've had has been no expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go into it and just do it, man.
Yeah.
Just do what you love and just hope for the best. But don't expect any red carpet to be rolled out for you.
No, those times are over, I guess.
Man.
Maybe it's for the better or the worse.
We
never know.
Exactly.
But I really think that's... having no expectations helps a lot because then you will get positively surprised all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, the only expectations that I had was to actually make a good record and put it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I was capable of doing that. And so I wanted to make the best project from top to bottom that I could possibly make.
Yeah.
And I did that. And I felt that if people were to listen to it, they would like it. And so far, so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, we love it. We actually had the chance to listen to a copy, although it's coming out in January.
Hell yeah, man.
So we'll have to wait for the album a little
bit. There are ways to get it.
We shouldn't talk about that. The guy who's right in front of the studio is looking at me with a frown all the time because he expects us to tell people that you can get the album somewhere else. So don't tell the people.
Yeah, man.
They'll have to wait for the Warner thing in January.
For sure.
I have the feeling that the soul genre is going through something like a renaissance in the last few years. I think more and more people are coming up with soul music again. More and more people are wanting to listen to soul music again. Why do you think that is? Has music been too optimized with quantization and studio tricks in the last few years? Or is there a political aspect maybe to the soul music that makes us all want to listen to it again?
I don't know, man. I think that if something isn't broke, it doesn't need to be fixed.
Yeah.
And if something's good, it will always be like art and culture, it moves in cycles. So maybe that's why. But I've always listened. I grew up listening to soul music and gospel. So I've always, it's always something that is on constant rotation in my mind, as well as in my house and in my car or wherever I am.
Yeah.
But for the mass majority of people, I just think that after intaking so much of the same thing, you go back to something that is familiar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's almost like comfort food. So maybe that's what it is. But for me, it's just something that's on constant rotation in my mind.
Yeah.
So.
Because I have the feeling that, you know, even the punk bands were working with sequencers and quantized beats, and it all got so boring, and you would listen to a song for five times and you would know everything about the song.
Yeah,
and
the
sixth time you listen to that song, it's fucking boring, really boring.
Yeah.
Whereas when listening to the Motown stuff.
Yeah, you can discover something new every time you listen to it.
You've been listening to it for 100,000 times, and then the 100,000 first time you go
exactly.
I can hear exactly. Mr. Mayfield stomping on
exactly.
the ground.
Yeah. You hear something new every time, man. Yeah. So it's a matter of opinion first, and then it's a matter of taste, I guess.
Yeah.
And experience. It's like once you know something is good and soulful, you're always gonna go back to it, man.
Because I think that one can basically ruin soul music with the record techniques that I just mentioned as well. And that's why I think it was a brilliant idea to just go for a 2-week recording session, which you did, and just stomp it all in, right?
Oh,
let's go
man.
For it, people.
Yeah, we tracked everything live together. Did it all analog to tape and
even tape.
Yeah,
real old school.
Yeah, it's better sound, man. Yeah. It sounds better.
Yeah.
It transfers the vinyl better too.
Yeah, and you don't have to be afraid of distortion because tape distortion sounds nice.
Exactly. It sounds great.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. All those things that that people were trying to get away from once digital came into play, we embrace those.
Yeah.
We keep those.
Yeah. And I love that, man.
Yeah,
I really do.
Me too.
Let's listen to Keep On Shining so people have an idea of the sound
Dig
that
it.
We're talking about. Curtis Harding mit Keep On Shining am 16.01. wird sein Album Soul Power offiziell hier in Deutschland veröffentlicht werden. Heute Abend spielt er im Bang Bang Club und wir haben schon viel gelernt, auch über seine Vergangenheit. Er hat ja mit CeeLo gearbeitet, er hat als Rapper gearbeitet in Atlanta, er hat mit Cole Alexander von den Black Lips ein tolles Projekt, über das wir auch gleich noch sprechen werden. Und wir haben auch noch ein bisschen geredet darüber, dass auf der Platte Soul Power Fehler zu hören sind, die aber genau an der richtigen Stelle passieren. Those mistakes on the record, they're just the right thing to do.
Yeah, man.
That's an interesting thing. Like doing mistakes the right way.
Exactly.
Makes it powerful. As a kid, you were a part of a gospel choir. That's what I found out as well. Then in your teenage years, you became part of an Atlanta rap group.
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason for you to go back into singing and quit the rapping? Was it like, I'm probably wasting my talented voice?
No. I mean, I've always incorporated singing into like whether I was doing hip-hop or whatever.
Yeah.
It just natural progression, I guess, just something that, like I say, you go back to. I'm 35 years old now, so it's like after rapping so much, and after doing so much hip hop, it's like, okay, what can I do now?
Okay,
I hadn't made a soul record yet, in complete and total. So I was like, all right, let's do that.
Uh-huh.
So It's just exploring new territory. Hell, I might make a rap album next. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, well, that was totally interesting too.
Exactly.
I mean, if it's a soulful rap, that's what people are into still.
See, people get so confused with genre. Soul is something that's inside of you, something that you that you can put out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Old dirty bastard has
that's
soul.
That's what I just wanted to say, because I read an interview where he said there's rappers who have more soul than some soul musicians, right?
He has some soul, man.
That's true. And he was incorporating singing into his raps as well.
Yeah, that's something that you can tell it was like spur of the moment, so spontaneous and so him. And to me, that's
it's a shame that he's not around anymore.
It's a shame, man. It's such a shame.
Yeah, he was the best.
Yeah, he was the best, man.
Because I was thinking, you just told us that you're still into hip hop and that you could still think of making a rap album. But what I was thinking is maybe you were kind of like pissed off with the hip hop and how it developed over the last decades, because there was so much. What I really miss from the 90s, because I'm actually kind of your age, I'm in the end of my 30s, and what I miss from the 90s of the hip hop culture of the 90s is the political hip hop, the guys who were speaking out loud what sucked, and not only talking about bling bling and then money.
Yeah, it's you still have that sort of thing going on. You just have to find it.
Yeah,
it's just like anything else. You know what I mean? Just like you got pop punk, and that's not, you know, doesn't necessarily speak to the true culture of what punk rock is, and the same shit, man. I mean, excuse me, my language. No,
it doesn't matter. On German radio, it's not too bad.
Okay, cool, man. same stuff, man. Same idea. Everything has its place, though.
So. Yeah.
You know, it's like if you don't like something, if I don't like something, I just don't listen to it. You know what I mean?
That's a good recipe, my man. Yeah. Maybe just write that down. Yeah.
Time and a place for everything.
Yeah, that's true, though.
You know,
I've mentioned your project with Cole Alexander, and I guess that's not been out, not been put out yet, right?
Well, we have a 7-inch out that's on Burger Records in the States. But we have just recently went back into the studio finish that up. So hopefully it'll be out in the coming months, possibly via Burger Records or something else.
Okay,
But it's pretty much done, man. You just got to get in there and get the artwork and stuff done and do the final magic dust touches.
Yeah. But don't touch it too much, because we've been talking about those little mistakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For sure, man.
And I can imagine that you working with Cole Alexander, there must be little mistakes on that recording.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Like in both of our guitar playing, drum playing, all of that, man. That they're beautiful mistakes, man.
Yeah.
Those, like you said, those are the ones that you leave.
Yeah. And I just have Bad Kids in the back of my head by the Black Lips. And the way it's sung, and it's like slightly out of tune all the time. I love that song so much for that. Man.
Cool. It's honest.
Yeah. You know? It is. So what about other collaborations? Because I know that you're writing for other artists as well. Is there something coming up you want to talk about? Or are you just concentrating on the album and touring the album right now?
Well, for the past, I guess, month, I've been concentrating on touring, because this is all new to me. My first European tour. I've been to Europe before, but I've never played shows and did acoustic sets this extensively solo. So it's all new to me. So I'm concentrating on that. But there are other things in the work that I don't necessarily want to talk about, because we have yet to kind of fruition. But
the
Night Sun, Night Sun for sure is going to be out soon.
Okay, cool. Night Sun. We're looking forward to that.
Hell yeah, man!
Thank you for visiting us, and
thank you for having me.
You brought your acoustic guitar, so I want you to play a little song for us. Which song are we going to be listening to?
I think I'm going to play Castaway.
There you go. Just grab the guitar.
Dig it.
And do it. This is the beautiful Curtis Harding with a live performance on Flux FM. What you do?
what you do. Don't cry at all. It's best for you. It's best for you. So just cast it away. Focus your brain. Relax yourself. Detach yourself. And cast it away.
Curtis Harding mit Castaway live auf Lux FM. Stadium Applaus. Thank you. That was a beautiful live version of that song.
Thank you. It's full of some of those mistakes we talked about. Appreciate it.
So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show and for the rest of the tour. And as soon as you come back to Berlin, you visit us again. We can talk a bit more. That was really nice. Thank you.
For sure. I'll bring some gifts next time.
Yeah. Oh, that would be nice. Und wer da draußen heute Abend Curtis Harding sehen möchte im Bang Bang Club, der ruft mich jetzt ganz schnell an unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Curtis Harding spielt heute Abend im Bang Bang Club seine erste Berlin-Show. Und die sollte man nicht verpassen. 030 2000 9000. Thanks again, Curtis. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye. Peace.